Good afternoon. We continue to track a wave of low pressure through the region with mostly cloudy skies into the evening hours. We still run the risk of a few scattered showers with this wave of low pressure into the night tonight. The cloud cover will not stop temperatures, though, from dropping back through the 50s and into the 40s and even some 30s across northern sections by early tomorrow morning. A stationary front will be left draped across the region as we head into the day tomorrow, with a sharp temperature contrast across the front. To the north, closer to the Canadian border, temperatures will struggle and not manage to even get out of the 30s during the day tomorrow. Along the I-90 corridor, temperatures will stay in the 40s or even drop in the afternoon as the wind picks up out of the north. To the south, we'll see temperatures a bit milder when you head away from I-90 and toward the coast, eventually reaching highs in the 60s and lower 70s in the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. There's also the risk of scattered showers around this front during the day tomorrow, otherwise skies will be mostly cloudy, a bit more sunshine south of the front. As we get into Saturday night, another wave of low pressure will approach, with precipitation beginning during the overnight hours. Again, temperatures will continue to cool, and much of northern New York and New England will be under the influence of some freezing rain or sleet, perhaps even some snow across the higher terrain, and a period of icing is likely from roughly I-90 to the north into Sunday morning. Elsewhere, to the south of the Mohawk Valley, plain cold rain showers overnight Saturday night and into Sunday morning as temperatures hover close to freezing. Still, the risk of showers during the day on Sunday south of the front, high temperatures will only manage to get into the lower to mid-40s. To the north of the front, a continuation of the risk of icing or perhaps some sleet during the day. As the main storm evolves out of the middle of the country and heads through the region, we'll pick up a round of steady rain on Monday. It'll even be heavy at times as highs approach the lower 50s. Behind this system, we'll have leftover showers, rain, and snow variety. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy tonight, chilly, low temperatures back into the 30s. With scattered showers tomorrow, some freezing rain and sleet also possible with highs staying in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, temperatures dropping back into the middle and upper 40s. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, the risk of a shower, and highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with the risk of a few scattered showers and lows around 40. Mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow, scattered rain showers, temperatures holding in the lower to mid-40s, then fall back into the 30s for the second half of the day. Region-wide for Saturday night and Sunday, freezing rain and sleet north of the Mohawk Valley, scattered rain showers to the south, high temperatures averaging in the upper 30s and lower 40s, rain heavy at times on Monday, lower 50s, rain and snow showers possible on Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds lower 50s Wednesday, and scattered rain showers near 50 on Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.